And I am on the gardening page. You can contact me either by phone or by email there. So they. That one derama clip, me and my conglomerate shall remain anonymous. Caught up in the finest click, live out my dreams until my heart gives out and bow and crave. You know exactly what this is about, what y'all mean. Handling since a teen, I just shout like the point guard of your favorite team. Without doubt, my life ain't rosy, but I roll with it. My mind was fine till the dough hit it and told me that the mo did it. And now in Scotia, things are so acidic. I blow a digit on the diamond in a minute, but no chickens. Watch how I'm walking, cause even the thorough. Brothers be knocking, trying to strike a bargain, hoping that they might get parted. Things I'm involved with got me pins and needles, and my cerebral bees, the wicked is evil. Thoughts that the sport to feed you. Peep back in the game so deep, things could catch up. Freeze off my kneecap, can y'all believe that? Got the city drinking crystals, we up the feet. Players going broke, trying to keep up with me. My rise to riches, surprise the chickens, think harder. You know this, brother, Jay-Z, Sean Carter, GS, Stuff, Trigger, Stuff. Watch me shine like a brightly beget stuff. All rhymers forget it like Alzheimer's. Small timers, I said it. I'm addressing all drama. Talk to me. I want money like Cosby, who wouldn't? It's this kind of talk that make me think you probably ain't got no pudding. Players got them kind of dreams from jail. You in the streets, player, make your moves, get your mail. Fellas are coasting the SL, but can't post bail. Roast the L, but scared to throw your toast. Well, I'm here to tell fellas it ain't all swell. It's heaven, then it's hell, fella. One day you're cruising in the seven, next day you're sweating, forgetting your lies. Alibis ain't matching up, nonsense catching up. Hit with the Rico, they repo, you beat your cold. Everything was all good just a week ago. About to start bitching, ain't you? Ready to start snitching, ain't you? I forgive your weak acts, hustling just ain't you. Aside from the fast cars, honeys that shake their calves and balls, you know you wouldn't be involved with the underworld dealers, carriers of Mac Millers, East Coast bodyers, West Coast caterpillars, little monkey cats turn gorillas, stopped in the station.
Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM, WGXC broadcasting Acre, Catskill, Hudson. That was Dead Presidents by Jay-Z. We're here in front of our studio audience preparing to bring you Censored. We will be speaking about cultural appropriation, and we will kick off our show after the local news and weather.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tapton reports for Columbia Green Media that on December 4th, Greene County legislators voted to eliminate the residency requirement for the sheriff's office. While jobs are pitched among reasons to build a new jail in Coxsackie, the construction contracts were awarded out of the county, and now the sheriff will be allowed to hire officers for the jail from outside Greene County. There will be a public hearing on the local law at 6 p.m. December 11th at the legislature's Catskill Meeting Hall. Currently, the public officers law requires that uniformed officers of the sheriff's department and uniformed personnel of the county jail be residents of Greene County. Currently, Greene County has 17 correction officers. Greene County is building an 80-cell, 64-bed facility in Coxsackie, divided into three pods, a pod with 16 beds for female inmates, a pod with 32 beds for male inmates, and another pod with 16 beds for male inmates. The county predicts a July 2021 opening. The project is funded by a $39 million bond from Robert W. Baird and Company, Incorporated, at 2.49% interest, and another $8.1 million of taxpayer money. The Greene County budget increases next year from $119 million to $122.35 million with a tax rate increase of 1.7%, with the Greene County jail the leading reason for the new spending. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Michael Williams reports for the Times Union that Rensselaer Mayor Richard Mooney won't meet with Mayor-elect Michael Stammel during the current transition period. In a December 4th press release, Stammel, a Republican, said he sent a letter November 14th to Mooney, a Democrat, asking to meet. Stammel's letter said, and I quote, "There has been no response to this letter," end quote. So Mooney responded with his own press release that did not say he was meeting with Stammel. And I quote, "Chairman Stammel has already met with my current city department heads, corporation council, and additional staff," end quote. But not Mooney. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Representative Antonio Delgado is eager to talk about anything other than impeachment, and on December 5th was talking to the House floor about stamping out Lyme disease with a postage stamp.
I rise today to call attention to an urgent issue in upstate New York. Lyme and tick-borne diseases are deeply prevalent in my district, New York 19, and across the country. I, along with fellow members of the bipartisan Lyme Disease Caucus, introduced legislation to supplement congressionally appropriated funding for research with the Stamp Out Lyme Disease Act. Our bill would create a postage stamp to raise awareness about the disease and directly support medical research to treat and cure tick-borne illnesses. I urge the House to take up this legislation and move us closer to a cure.
Sarah Tapton reports for Columbia Green Media that voters in Coxsackie-Athens Central School District get to hear about the proposed $3.77 million capital project at an informational meeting at 6:30 p.m. December 6 at Edward J. Arthur Elementary School. If approved, the state would pay 71% of the project, and local taxpayers would pay the balance with $175,000 from the Capital Reserve Fund and $3.6 million borrowed bond at 3% interest over 15 years. Taxpayers should expect an increase of 9 cents per $1,000 for 15 years. Work on the middle school roof, exterior lighting, and high school tennis courts are included in the project. The vote on the spending is from 1 to 9 p.m. December 17th at Coxsackie Elementary and Edward J. Arthur Elementary. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather. Today is going to be cold, snowy, and a little windy. Starting in the low 20s, temperatures break freezing for a couple of hours this afternoon, peaking at 35 degrees around 3 p.m. A snow system will be present all day, lightly dropping up to a half inch by sundown. Overnight temperatures drop back to the low 20s. The weekend is looking clear. Saturday will have steady temperatures in the low 30s. Sunday morning will dip to the mid-teens before dawn, then climb to the low 30s by noon, with gusty winds moving into the area, possibly blowing some snow around. Due to humans constantly attempting to pigeonhole everything in the universe, Sunday, with a sunset of 4:28 p.m. by a matter of seconds, will be the longest evening of the year. Looking way up, we see six objects expected to come close to Earth during this weekend. The closest will be twice our moon's distance, and the largest will be 97 meters across. For a comparison, a 30-meter-wide rock can cause an explosion equivalent to the bomb dropped on Hiroshima. Solar wind speed is currently 374 kilometers per second at 6 protons per milliliter. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 2. Quiet. There have been 23 days since the last sunspot. And this has been the better weather brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Wayfarms WGXE is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Wayfarm Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alfdermar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
It's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, no stress house. We joke around or can be serious, so come here being racist or delirious. We don't make fun of, we don't bully, don't pull on the back of nobody hoodie. Accept everybody the way they are, just facts, cause every time we sign in we make a pact. Bubba, stop hogging the remote.
Cause it's the clubhouse, it's the fun house.
That was a clubhouse original theme song by DJ AJ, who's in here right now looking all beautiful and vibrant as she can be. Welcome back to the Clubhouse Radio, presenting 1 hour of censored
word
cultural appropriation.
Yeah.
All views expressed on Clubhouse Radio are truth and may not represent the views and opinions of the Clubhouse parent organization, the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green.
Every day, bro.
I'm Walter White.
DJ AJ.
DJ XXXXX Tentacles.
In Shadow.
Hey. And we in here today talking about cultural appropriation.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had a lot to say yesterday at the meeting.
Yeah.
And I just feel like it's a big topic and it's a touchy topic, you know. Everybody has a lot of different opinions and the different things and views and how we see it. So, we're here today to tell you about that. Welcome to America.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's with 3 K's. Dope Boy Menace. Let's talk about cultural appropriation. Nah, they don't want to talk about that. Let's talk about how they take from our people and don't give back. Nah, they don't want to talk about that. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Let's talk about it. Yeah. They don't want to talk about cultural appropriation. America's a business that erases whole nations. This year, 2020, people still racist. Even though they hate us, they need us to build cases. Fill their jails up with black and brown faces. Studying our culture, hovering like vultures. Tamper with our history and try to sell it back to me. Let's talk about how Fortnite made a billy. Profit from the kids and they ain't gave back a penny. We need black love, Papoose and Remy. More black fists, Malcolm and Huey. You don't like what I'm saying? Okay, sue me. Police don't ask questions, they just squeeze first. Corporate companies sell our phrases over t-shirts. We doing good, my people, we just need work. We doing good, my people, we just need work. Yeah. Shout out to Clubhouse. 90.7 WGXC Radio. You heard? Dope Boy Menace. Cultural appropriation. Let's talk about it. Woo. Ghetto. That was Dope Boy Menace. Cultural appropriation freestyle. 90.7 WGXC. We here. Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
So what y'all thought about that?
Fire.
Liked it.
So breaks down the truth, brother.
Yeah, and then there's like... And then I caught kind of like, I caught the part in my ear, it just hit me. It was like people selling our words and putting them on t-shirts. That kind of,
yeah,
I felt that.
That kind of hit, it hit different.
Questions, they just squeeze first, bro.
Yeah,
it hit
Yeah.
We can't even hear you.
She said that they don't ask. She said the line about they don't ask questions. They just squeeze first or whatever. Poke them at the police.
It said it hit different.
Yeah, that line right there was like basically every day what we seeing in the news and stuff like that. You know? It's like every time we turn around, you know what I'm saying? They squeezing first and then they asking questions last.
It hits different, to be honest.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. What you thought about it?
No, they don't even try to approach the situation in a calm way. It's always shoot first before they just see the color and they just.
What you think about how they taking like the dances that we're doing in our culture and they put them in video games and they're not giving back to the community?
It happened before and they sued Fortnite before they took off the dance because they didn't want to do the lawsuit.
Well, what about just why take off the dance? What about just keep it on there and then like
give credit
when due or just give back? Like, there's a lot of things they could do for the community. Right. They made over $1 billion off of it.
Yeah.
Like, we need and people, kids in communities that these dances come from, they need stuff like after school programs, youth centers. Mm-hmm. They could be doing stuff like that instead of just taking it off and not doing nothing about it and trying to save themselves from losing money.
Fortnite got sued for a lot.
Yep.
Because they also took a K-pop song and they stripped all the vocals out of it. Like, took the vocals out and left, like, the backing vocals.
The instrumental.
The instrumental to the entire song. Took part of the dance, made up another part of it, and got sued for it.
We also gotta think that it's not, like, just black culture that's being stripped either. There's other cultures.
Yeah.
Like, Nicki Minaj just got in trouble recently for, like, the whole wearing the chopsticks in her hair. And she caught a lot of backlash from that. It's not just black. It's just, it's, you know what I'm saying?
It's what's appropriate and what's just, not, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, me personally, I don't have a problem with people liking stuff from other cultures. But you have to show respect. And it's always you have to give credit where credit is due.
Yeah, it's one thing to, like, want to be interested in a culture and want to, like, research and stuff and maybe, like, do some stuff, like, from that culture. Yeah, sure, that's fine. But then when, like, you don't know anything about it and you're just hopping into something, like, completely and just doing something because you've seen somebody else, like, doing something and just maybe, like, take the time to study your stuff first before you do anything.
Yeah. Yeah, you might want to do that, you know. Or, you know, just have some, you know, you gotta be real careful about what you do and how you do it. When you're dealing with different cultures and things like that, it's real sensitive now these days.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like back in the 90s, it wasn't really a big thing as I can remember. But I feel like it's just got like really big now, you know?
Yeah. A lot of people aren't like from like certain areas, so they wouldn't understand what it's like to grow up around like certain things and adapting certainly like certain places. Like, you may have like an accent, somebody tries to copy you, like, oh, you're acting this, like you're acting that, like you cannot act a color.
Nah, it's like
just how you were born.
Yeah, like, you know, like Eminem's like, I don't consider him as a culture vulture or anything like that.
No,
I consider him as a person who really loves the culture and take pride in the culture, and he respects it a lot, and he's always giving back. You know what I'm saying? I do have a problem with people who, you know, capitalize off the culture and then, you know, try to downplay the culture. We've seen that, you know, the Miley Cyruses.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And then, like, there could be just, like, the simplest things, like, people selling, like, people of, like, different cultures and stuff. Maybe it'll just be, like, somebody that's, like, a different, like, racer or something, like, and they're, like, selling a durag in their corner store for, like, $3, not knowing that that's actually part of a culture, and you can't just take that and just do it for your benefits. At least give them that credit.
Yeah, I agree. I see that a lot, especially in New York City.
Yeah, and, like, some of them have, like the packages that say for African-American men on it, too, like, and specifically for black hair, and so then you know that that's an actual problem. Read your labels.
Or they'll have like a pack of they'll have a durag and a pack, it'll be a black kid on it, like doing a black dance, like, you know what I mean? Like,
Or he'll just be like some sort of like muscly guy with his ribs out and stuff and throwing up a peace sign and
with
like some sort of purple durag on, and that's not even what you're getting out of this.
I mean, we had this conversation yesterday about the like the durag and like the hair and stuff like that. But that's different. Like when you're talking about hair and stuff like that, you know, that's like that is like history.
Yeah. You know, goes so way back.
That's when you have to be really careful, you know what I mean, about what you're doing out there like that. You know what I'm saying? That's a thing that goes a long way.
Yes. Well,
I agree.
Yeah.
Especially with black culture, like, you can't take something that somebody else has already, like, made into something and made for their own culture to have by themselves, and you can't take it and make it into yours.
Yeah. So, I guess we're going to go into a slight break, or?
Just a song.
Yeah, quick song break.
I got lots of flavors. My kick game is major. More kicks than the players. Call me up, I'm scoring. Hit it like a free throw. Tongue out like I'm Jordan. Molly, come swing the thing right by me. Got a drink if you want to kiss. Got if they want to try me. Pro athlete, I'm not no wannabe. Waitress asked how many bottles, I said 23.
But I'm a genius, this is not a way. I'm not in my nature like I'm hip hop parade. My hands in the sky, I wave them from side to side. My feet on the floor, I'm about to turn up now. I'm in the club, put some shades on. Daddy pop, mini skirt with my shades on.
In the club, with some shades on. So get like me. J's on my feet, you know. J's on my feet, we try. J's on my feet, we try. Yes, sir. So get like me. I stay showing up. My kick game is a beast. I got 30 pair of J's, they ain't even been released. Blue game 12s, Space Jam 11s. All the hype be sick, they gon' need a paramedic. Trump, 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 I get tripped, I stay live. All this pro, pro in my cup, match them five. I'm so. I got three big ones that go by. I'm so fly, I'm getting hit like a blow dry.
Put on my jeans to dance the whole night away. I'm naughty by nature like I'm hip hop parade. My hands in the sky, I wave them from side to side. My feet on the floor, I'm about to turn up now. I'm in the club, put some shades on. Daddy pop, mini skirt with my J's on.
In the club, with some shades on.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, Aaron.
Hey, guys.
Yo.
How are y'all today?
Oh, Aaron.
Y'all can't answer me, but I'm going to ask this question. So, today I ate tacos. No, you know, I didn't eat tacos. That was yesterday.
I mean, I'm like back to the
topic. Hey, that's Mexican culture, I think.
Back to the topic of this song.
Oops.
I love Mexican food.
Yeah, me too. Back to the topic of this song. It became very popular.
It became before.
And like, at the time, not many people.
You know what? I'm not even going to lie. I used to love this song.
Yeah.
J's on My Feet was a dope song.
It was a dope song.
It was around the time.
To be honest, I never knew that this was Miley Cyrus.
Oh.
Well,
now you know. Yeah. And she was a big, you know, big part. Now I'm going to say a big part, but.
I thought it was.
She was part.
Yeah, I thought it was a
Mike Will made it Mike being made a big it. Producer. Yep. That was like one of his biggest joints with her. And this was when she was like really all for the culture.
Yeah.
You know she switched up on us.
A little bit. If you think about it, like she went from like all poppy in Disney, and as soon as Disney was gone, it was over. Like one of her songs we still play at our graduation. Like every year at the graduation, they play the same song.
Same song.
The same song.
And after a while, you might get tired of hearing it, and then you hear, like, Jay's on my feet or twerk it like Miley, and you're like,
and then you're like,
or we can't stop, and then you're just like, well, what happened to the, oh.
Yeah.
Well, that happened. So,
yeah, well, then we go back to 10 to remember this Disney star that we used to, you know, love and sing the theme song. And
bro, I knew all the words to the Hannah Montana theme song. If you didn't, you probably didn't have a childhood.
My favorite one, my favorite Miley song was Wrecking Ball. I don't care.
Yeah. Like
that was Wrecking, my joint.
Wrecking Ball was heat.
It was heat, bro.
Wrecking Ball
was
my
joint.
Bro, I used to like, you know,
but how y'all feel about her trying to like twerk her way back into the culture with this whole, because her dad did the song with Lil Nas X.
I don't really appreciate
You can't join a culture, leave, and come back. That's not.
You can't, like,
no.
You can't dance your way back in. Sure. You, sure as heck
you cannot twerk
you
your way back
culture
into a
that
culture
that you said you joined. You can't, there's no way for you to come back in because you already left and you disrespected that culture for the way that it was supposed to be.
I don't know. I don't really think of look at it as disrespect. I mean, hey, listen. Some people like to change, and we have to let them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I got no problem with her changing.
Sometimes
don't try to come back.
That's what I mean. Like,
Don't try to come back and then capitalize too. Yeah. We're not having that.
Yeah, no.
You know, stay over there where you want to be, and we respect
it. We chill.
We respecting that. We cool on that. But don't try to come back, and then definitely don't try to capitalize.
Just weeping the benefits, man.
My people ain't having it. Love you to death, though, Miley.
Yeah, don't weep in our benefits. We're trying to benefit for our families and put our food on the table, and you're trying to take our money. Trying to take our money.
All right. Song break, y'all. We chilling.
All right, song break. We'll be back. Yeah. All right.
This is my baby. Golden Child. Sight. When I met your mom, I was open. Well, she the queen I'm supposed to bow. Pretty face with a potent smile. We planned to have you back then, but tragedy slowed us down. Cause she went away for a while when your dad had to hold it down. I questioned God, like, why is this happening? You know it's foul. Everything that happened, happened for a reason. I know it now. We argue what we gonna name you. I feel that's over now. It don't matter to me, cause to me your name is the golden child. The love we share, they ain't build it. That's why they can't destroy. Truthfully, I understand the ploy. This is something they can't avoid. I sing to your mama's stomach. She say I am annoyed. Won't you shut up and just go to sleep? I don't wanna hear it, boy. She always say I'm annoying, but she just paranoid. She afraid I'ma spoil you, you loudly. She hate to hear the noise. The world is yours, and I promise don't gotta share your toys. I won't let you cry unless the tears you crying are tears of joy. I heard your heartbeat. I heard your heartbeat. I cannot wait to strap you down in that car seat. I heard your heartbeat. I heard your heartbeat. I can't wait to make your body warm.
Heartbeat, I can't wait to strap you down in that car seat. I heard your heartbeat, I heard your heartbeat. I can't wait to make your body on you, you are me.
This is The Golden Child by Papas, featuring Remy Moss and Angelica Vila.
Broken down, felt less than a woman, but all that pain was erased when the doctor said you was coming. Me and daddy was so happy, this is all we ever wanted. So protective of your presence, I was scared to show my stomach. The rumors had to dub it, said pregnancy's supposed to change you. My belly, your dad would rub it, he was hating on my angles. Cousin pictures had him down, pat from the front and looked all flat. From the side you was poking, but never could I be called fat. Still fit on my clothes and you had me glowing. I was overjoyed and care what I was having, cause girl or boy, I heard your heartbeat. I heard your heartbeat, instantly knew me, you and daddy would never part. Please, oh my ladies, listen up, never think of giving up. Doc said that we couldn't, but look what God has given us.
I heard your heartbeat. I heard your heartbeat. I cannot wait to strap you down in that car seat. I heard your heartbeat. I heard your heartbeat. I can't wait to make your body warm. You are me.
I heard your heartbeat. I heard your heartbeat. I can't wait to strap you down in that car seat. I heard your heartbeat. I heard your heartbeat. I can't wait to make your body warm. You are me.
Take you to school every day. Before you eat, say your grace. You can achieve anything. Marathon.
marathon, not a race. Tell the truth, never lie. The limit is in the sky. When you talk to a person, make sure you look in their eye. I'm sorry the world we live in is not a place much better. Sorry that you was born into the Donald Trump era. Thankful that I'm a king. Thankful your mom is a queen. You was born under marriage. Black love is supreme. Always respect your elders. Say thank you and please. Your grandmother gonna make you some macaroni and cheese. I tatted you on my arm. Some people say it ain't smart. I put you on my left arm, cause that's more close to my heart. I'm excited to meet you, my eyes excited to see you. Your mom got milk in her breast, she excited to feed you. I would never mislead you, miss gotta deceive you. My fists are here to protect you, my mind excited to teach you. I heard your heartbeat, I heard your heartbeat. I cannot wait to strap you down in that car seat. I heard your heartbeat, I heard your heartbeat. I can't wait to make your body warm, you, you are me.
I heard your heartbeat, your heartbeat. I can't wait to strap you down in that car seat. I heard your heartbeat, I heard your heartbeat. I can't wait to make your body on you, you are me.
I'm Tom Rowe with the news update for WGXC. Go to WGXC.org for more information about any of these stories. Hudson Mayor-elect Kamal Johnson announced on December 6th his first round of appointments. He's keeping Tracy Delaney as city clerk and Peter Bougenot as Department of Public Works commissioner, but with current Chatham Police Chief Peter Volkman as police commissioner. Volkman was previously Chatham Police Chief and Stockport Police Chief before, and Chatham was known for his Chatham Cares for You alternative to incarceration program. Perry Teasdale is reporting for the Columbia paper that as of noon December 4th, the final results of the November 5th general election for Columbia County had not yet been certified by the County Board of Elections. County Election Commissioner said this week that the absentee and affidavit ballots had been counted in only two races, those for Ghent Town Board and Copaic Town Supervisor. In a new twist to the ongoing saga of counting election votes that happens every election, this time officials say fleas are likely to blame for the 700 ballots that could not be counted on the first day of early voting. According to Columbia County Democratic Election Commissioner Virginia Martin, the ballots that could not be counted were scanned by machines that had been moved from one storage space to another at the county office building because of an infestation of fleas at 401 State Street. The vendor that supplies the ballot scanning machine, quote, did not calibrate the printer after moving it, unquote, according to Martin. That was despite the decision to hire the vendor to move the machine instead of having county workers move it because they wanted the machines handled by the experts. The commissioners are now investigating the possibility of filing a claim against the scanning machine vendor. Martin said the Board of Elections, quote, will have a new vendor come in and make sure the calibration is perfect and the belts are tightened. We're confident that our ballots for the next election will work just fine. Although they haven't finished counting the ballots for this election yet. However, there remains some dispute over the status of the flea infestation at the county building. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. The Daily Freeman is reporting country music is returning to Hunter Mountain in June. The Trailblazer Music Festival, to be held on the grounds of the former Taste of Country Music Festival, will feature two stages and more than 30 artists, according to a statement posted on the Taste of Country Facebook page December 5th. The 2020 headliners will be Dierks Bentley, Thomas Rhett, and Luke Bryan. Among the other artists slated to perform at the festival are Kelsey Ballerini, Cole Swindle, The Cadillac Three, Hardy, Dylan Scott, Matt Stell, Gabby Barrett, Blanco Brown, Claire Dunn, and John Langston. The second stage, called the Next in Nashville stage, will feature emerging country artists. The event will run June 12th to 14th, rain or shine, with camping available for those who want to stay on site. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Sarah Owermole is reporting for Politico.com that the National Youth Tobacco Survey released data December 5th that reveal a large increase in e-cigarette use by high school students. More than a quarter of those who responded to the survey said that they vape despite the ongoing lung disease epidemic and the resulting public health debate. More than 27% of high schoolers and 10.5% of middle schoolers reported vaping in the last 30 days, according to the information collected, which was presented to the White House in September. For the sixth year in a row, e-cigarettes were the most commonly used tobacco products among both high school and middle school students, according to the survey. Overall, approximately 6.2 million teens were using some type of tobacco product, including cigarettes, cigars, hookah, smokeless, and pipe tobacco products. While cigarette use continued to fall in 2019, use of other products remained roughly the same. The students surveyed were divided on how harmful occasional vaping could be. 28% said that intermittent e-cigarette use caused little to no harm, while 32% said it could cause a lot of harm. Acting FDA Commissioner Admiral Brett Geyer said the agency will continue to develop policies to prevent teen tobacco use and, quote, aggressive enforcement and compliance efforts along with public education campaigns. Read the full story at Politico.com. Rebecca Carballo is reporting for the Times Union that the U.S. Department of Justice is backing the federal lawsuit brought by the Rensselaer County Clerk challenging the constitutionality of New York's new law making driver's licenses available to undocumented immigrants. If the so-called green light law goes into effect as planned on December 14th, local Department of Motor Vehicles and county clerk offices would be prohibited from sharing with immigration enforcement agencies the private information disclosed by applicants. Rensselaer County Clerk Frank J. Morallo initially filed the case over the summer, naming Governor Andrew Cuomo, Attorney General Letitia James, and the DMV Commissioner as defendants. The Department of Justice filed a memo of support with the federal court December 5th, arguing the bar on data sharing violates federal law and noting that Article 6 of the Constitution blocks states from taking action that frustrates federal laws and regulatory schemes. Morola said in an interview he thinks the memo breathes new life into his legal challenge. Quote, it's a game changer that they're joining us, unquote, he said. Morola believes the Department of Justice action could make it more likely the court will keep the law from going into effect. In a statement, Rensselaer County Executive Steve McLaughlin said the filing of the memo was, quote, a major victory for Rensselaer County and our efforts to protect the Constitution and the rule of law, unquote. Read more about this story in the Albany Times-Union. This has been the WGXC News Update. Go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about any of these stories.
Here's what we do at the clubhouse. 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 It be fun at the clubhouse. Music stay loud at the clubhouse. Staff be cool at the clubhouse.
Welcome back to the Clubhouse Radio, live from Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXE broadcasting Arca, Catskill, and Hudson. You were just listening to the original Clubhouse theme song by DJ WYC. I'm Shadow.
DJ XXXXX Tentacles.
Walter White building.
DJ AJ, in case you didn't hear that. So,
You good, buddy?
During the Golden Child, I had picked up a lyric that said, I'm so sorry you had to be born and during the Donald Trump era. That those lyrics hit me hard.
Yeah, that I felt that bar.
Like, and not a lot
I
of
I felt
people,
for
you
the
know.
Baby and everything when he said that.
Yeah.
Like, literally. But my favorite part of that song is just knowing that he took his baby's heart rate and heartbeat and entered it into the beat, into the production of the song, which was awesome. Like, it's never been done. I don't think that's ever been done before.
No.
And shout out to Pat Post and Remy, Black Love, hashtag Black Love and all that.
Yeah.
And I think that was excellent, you know? I love that song a lot.
The one part that actually got me confused is I heard the heartbeat like three times, and then it went to one, so I was like, something's wrong with that baby.
Nah, but the baby's fine, man. The baby's doing good. It's healthy. You know what I mean? I think it's about a year old now.
Yeah.
Or it was boom, 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 and then I was like, boom.
Yeah.
Carmex.
Why'd you have to say it? you need some right now. So I don't know.
She did use the whole container.
Alert the squad. My grandmama was raised on a reservation. My great grandmama was from a plantation. They sang songs for inspiration. They sang songs for relaxation. They sang songs to take their minds up off that tough situation. I am, yes, I am the descendant of those folks whose backs got broke. Fell down inside the gun smoke.
Black people.
Chains on their ankles and feet. I am descendants of the builders of your streets.
Black people.
Pretenders to your cotton money. I am hip hop.
Heavy metal for the black people.
I am rock and roll.
Rock and roll. Rock and roll.
Been here forever. They just ain't let you know. I said Elvis Presley ain't got no soul. Chuck Berry is rock and roll. You may dig on the Rolling Stones, but they ain't come up with that style on their own. Elvis Presley ain't got no soul. Little Richard is rock and roll. You may dig on the Rolling Stones, but they ain't come up with that style on their own. Yes, that's just the way it goes. Steal my clothes and try to say they yo.
Yes, they do.
Business is so filled with pimps and hoes. Trying to take everything that you made to control.
There they go.
Elvis Presley ain't got no soul. Bo Diddley is rock and roll.
Right.
You made it go on the Rolling Stones. But they ain't the first place to credit belong to. Oh, oh, gonna take it. Oh, we go back to
rock.
Oh, oh, gonna take it. Oh, we go back to rock. I ain't trying to diss, but I don't be trying to with limp biscuits
on your mind.
When I get down in my zone, I be rocking bad brains and fishbone. I ain't trying to slow your groove, but that ain't the way I'm trying to move. I don't turn on corn and get it on. I be playing Jimi Hendrix to the dawn. That's my world is born. Sitting up on my front lawn. Got the volume turned to 10. Play it, I became the rest of the day. When I'm on it in the cooker, got to turn on some Jolly Hooker. When I want some rock and roll, go to Otis Redding, give it some soul. Say, James Brown got plenty of soul. James Brown likes rock and roll. He can do all the shit for show that Elvis Presley could never know. Say, Kenny G ain't got no soul. John Coltrane is rock and roll. May dig on the Rolling Stones, they can never ever rock like Nina Simone. Say, whoa, oh, gonna take it. Oh, we go back on say, whoa,
gonna take it.
Oh, we go back on now.
Whoa, gonna take it.
Oh, we go back on now.
Yeah, we back, man. You already know, man.
Walter White in the building.
Yeah, DJ XXXXXX Tentacles.
And that was
DJ Shadow.
That was that was rock. What, Most Def Rock and Roll.
Yeah,
yeah. That this is my first time actually ever hearing this song. I never heard it before, but it's a wicked tune.
Yeah,
and
man.
The beat, the production kind of reminds me. This is weird, but it kind of reminds me of All About the Benjamins with like Puff Daddy and the Lox and Biggie. Mm. But a line in that song that really caught me, that I felt, was when he said, "Elvis Presley ain't got no soul." Well, we all know why he said that, because Elvis Presley used to take songs from the black people and give them to Elvis Presley, and he would do them. And he said Chuck Berry is rock and roll, and Chuck Berry was the guy who was behind a lot of the songs that you hear Elvis Presley singing. And an interesting fact about this song is that Mos Def, the artist of this song, actually played Chuck Berry in a movie called Cadillac Records.
Mm-hmm.
Love that movie. That,
that movie is like one of my favorite movies ever with Beyonce.
Yes, that movie was
Chuck
so good.
Berry, Cedric the Entertainer.
Go watch that movie.
Yeah, I recommend that movie. Cadillac Records is a good movie.
Something. Yeah, and a few of the lyrics I caught up on is like playing Jimi Hendrix from day to the dawn, you know, who fell down in the gun smoke, you know, in parentheses, black people. Hip hop is like heavy metal for black people. And then you may dig the Rolling Stones, but everything they stole. Like, a lot of that stuff, you know.
I like how you picked up on all of that. That's really cool for a 13-year-old.
Something that caught like my that, eye bro. Is, like, when he said, you steal my clothes and you try to say they're yours.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Something that caught my eye was the I am descendants of the builders of your street, tenders to your cotton money.
Mm-hmm.
And you can come back to me because I have to find it. Oh yeah, my grandmama was raised on a reservation, and my great grandma was from a plantation.
Oh, deep bars, really? Deep lines.
Yeah, and then he said playing Albert King the best again. In parentheses, when it says black.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And they sang songs for inspiration. They sang songs for relaxation. They sang songs to take their minds off that situation. Mm-hmm.
That's a fact.
Mm.
Fact.
Repeatedly, James Brown got plenty of soul.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting facts in them songs, man. Some real.
I also like the "I am, yes, I am the descendant of those folks whose backs got broke, who fell down inside the gun smoke, chains on their ankles and feet." Yeah, I like that part.
Real deep.
Real
deep. That's Mos Def, rock and roll. Let's get into some Chuck Berry.
Oh, wait. Hold on. One more.
Wait. Actually, Muddy Waters. This is my
Muddy
guy,
Waters.
Too.
I had one more lyric.
He was... Go ahead.
The last one that caught my attention was the, "But they ain't the first place the credit belongs."
Mm. Say whoa.
Well, this is Muddy Waters right here. And this is what the movie Cadillac Records was about. Like, mm-hmm. I really recommend this movie, y'all. Go check it out.
This song is catchy, too.
I love it, too.
Skull.
Hold up. Hold up. Hold up. I went to my baby's house. And I sat down, oh, on her step. She said, "Come on in, I'm ready, you know my husband just now left. Shown up and just now left. Shown up and just now left. Oh, Lord. Oh, well. Oh, well. Just before I was born, I got a boy child coming, he's gonna be a rolling stone. Sure enough, he's a rolling stone. Sure enough, he's a rolling stone. Oh well, he's a. Oh well, he's a. Oh well, he's a.
feel. Baby, like a lowdown, oh, time ain't long. I'm gonna cut the first thing smoking back down the road I'm going. Back down the road I'm going. Back down the road I'm going. Showing up there. Showing up there.
We back, we back, we back, we back, we back, we back. Listen, that was just that Muddy Waters wave right there.
Muddy Waters, man.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, that was a dope song.
Dope.
You know what I'm saying? Crazy. Yo, you know what would be crazy? Like, if they take the sample of that and somebody sample that and bring it back, like one of the new artists.
I think we should put it on our tracks program and then let the public have it.
Hey, tracks, maybe. People. Everybody that's tracks Saturday Clubhouse from 6 to 9. If you're listening and you're tuning in, you want to sample that joint.
And you're 12 to 18.
Down and tear it down, you already know where we at right here at Catskill Clubhouse.
Catskill Clubhouse, you know.
That's where we be.
That's a good idea right there.
DJ Phoebs is taking my place. I have to go.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, man. All
right, man.
With a gold chain, I'm about to sing about the same things that we claim. Such as bashful, like a task force. Mobbing on the streets and robbing swords and scheme ass, bruh. That's what peace and the riot to bring violence. Cause it's a game of cat and mouse, and you gon' bleed silent. What's the justice is it? And grab the pump. To kill a woman with many children makes you a chump. Look in all the stores you reckon. I reckon. Think about the people who own it for about a second. I know you got your problem, but brother, they got theirs. This is not a gang, cause violence and grow a pair. But show, you'd rather hear me say. Black prejudice, let's murder different races, grow hatred and form irrelevant views and excessive a knife thrown. Damage and lies blown, oblivion, all cold, oblivious. I won't dare say that you should stop the ignorance, murder ops, kill. I'd enjoy the thrill of it. Bathing blood of officers, different corpses, offering them, auction them, don't you bark at them, murder them, never heard of them. I could preach peace, fuck it, and preach the murder, cause it's that we live in. Go ahead and grab the extension, get up another one, uncle, cousin, brother, send glory to all the chosen ones that will rid you of innocence. But in a sense, innocent will soon behold the ignorance, blasphemous, killing our own, murdering black.
We see, I see, death before the children, white guys and white girls hanging from the buildings.
Giving back.
Woo! Yeah, it's 50, aka Ferrari F50. Break it down. I got a lot of living to do before I die, and I ain't got time to waste. Let's make it. You say you a gangster, but you never put none. You say you a wankster, and you need to stop frontin'. You ain't a friend of mine. You ain't no kin of mine. What makes you think that I won't run up on you with the knife? We do this all the time. Right now we on the grind. So hurry up and cop and go with selling. Shorty, she's so fine. I gotta make her mine. I like that, gotta be one of a kind. I crush him every time, punch him with every line. I'm with their mind, I make them press rewind. They know they can't shine if I'm around the rhyme. Been on parole since 94, cause I commit the crime. I say in my line, I did a 3 to 9. The D's ran up in my crib, you know who dropping down. You say you a gangster, but you never put none. You say you a wankster, and you need to stop frontin'. You go to the dealership, but you don't never cop none.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio.
Yeah.
Yo, man.
That was, first it was XXXTentacion Riot, and now we're listening to 50 Cent Wangsta, and this came out, and it's pretty much just a wannabe gangster, right?
Yeah, like, and it can also be, you can also, this has a lot to do with cultural appropriation, too.
Uh-huh.
Like a lot of Wangstas out there that's stealing the culture. You're a wankster. You're not real.
And it's the thing that can happen within its own culture, right? Like, it's not just about, let's say, like a race, right?
And it was also an example of how we take words and make lots of money off of them.
You said 14
million? This album was 14 million sold worldwide. Probably about 20 million right now in this day and time. 50 Cent debut single, Wankster. The joint was hot, though. I love this.
It was, and it was real, too.
Yeah, like, it was a real song. There's still some wanksters out there right now.
Yep.
Yeah, that's real. Also, I mean, like, a lot of who's making music. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
I am DJ Kuntu, and I just wanted to drop in real quick to say thank you all for being here. Thank you to DJ AJ, Walter White, DJ Feed, Shadow, and XXXXX Tentacles.
All
right, I think you got it right.
Yeah, you got it.
All right.
We really need them. And so we're coming to the end of our time. Thank you for listening. Catch us next week and every Friday at 6 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM and WGXC.org. If you're 12 to 18 and want to get involved in our programming and our radio show, join us for radio workshop at the Catskill Youth Clubhouse every Thursday and Friday at 5 p.m. Next week on Clubhouse Radio, you know.
More cultural appropriation.
Exactly.
More cultural appropriation.
Is it more censored?
No, it's no, more of the workshop.
It's workshop. Yeah. Okay, okay. Yeah. I mean, hey, we are, nobody's perfect. We you know, it's workshop, people. I'm sorry.
Hey, yeah. It's workshop.
Excuse
we
me
get
out
to work
there.
On our words. You know what
excuse
I mean?
Excuse me out
more
there.
Talk about cultural appropriation and finish with some shout-outs, right?
Yeah.
It's a fact.
So we're going to throw out a big thank you to Wave Farm and WGXC for making this radio program possible. And the Catskill and Hudson Youth Clubhouses and Mental Health Association of Columbia Green for supporting this. For supporting
birthday.
This, you know.
Jay-Z shout out Jay-Z
birthday.
On his 50th birthday yesterday, December 4th. Mm-hmm. Also, shout out DJ AJ for making that original theme song. Shout out to DJ WIC on his Clubhouse song. Shout out to Trax, see y'all tomorrow, 69, we need to build it.
You know.
Yeah, if you want to hear.
Yeah.
Uh-huh,
also, shout out
hear.
To 50 Cent for making Wanksters.
Yo, that's.
That's
I mean,
on
he didn't
Fox.
He didn't make Wanksters, he just called them out, right?
Yeah.
And also, if you want to hear your own original music on the radio and on WGXC.org.
Come.
If you're interested, you should, yeah,
yeah
come
on
check
Saturday.
Out on
Saturday.
Saturday. Exactly.
Pull up.
Six
up.
To nine, you know, but we open at 3 p.m. That is 3 p.m.
Yep.
If you want to get involved in, you know, some of the stuff that we're doing.
Even
come here, write
stuff,
your raps.
You know? Catskill Youth Clubhouse.
Sing your songs, produce your beats.
Right, exactly. And from 4 to 5, we'll be doing a little workshop on how to get better on the radio equipment here so that we can have more and more sound engineers making their own music and feeling like they have full autonomy.
Oh, man, you guys just have all the privileges, though.
Yeah.
Y'all better come get some of this knowledge.
Yep. Real.
You can become a young artist today by just coming in.
No, you sound like an ad stop.
Every Saturday.
Yeah, yeah.
Turn the jack off.
Every Saturday.
No more.
Okay.
You can
so.
Come in every Saturday, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m.
It's lit. Litty.
It's lit. Everything litty. I love when it's hot.
All right, so we are going to finish out with I Made It by Jay-Z, and if we have time... Forgot about Dre with Eminem.
Happy 50th, Hope.
Yeah.
Deuces.
Mama, man. Now you little misfit. Make sure every day is Christmas. Write out your wish list. Sixes, wrists, glistening. You don't even like Jews, but you could get missing anywhere you like to. Where the water's light blue. Anything you order, sign it to your nice room. Leave an extra tip, ma. Be extra nice to him. CEO Carter Foundation. Wow. I know Pop looking down. I know Kai leaks somewhere up in the clouds. Like, go get him, Grandma. Make me proud. Didn't have a man in the house, so you made one. So I act like your husband and I'm only your son. I told you one day I get you a home. I didn't know it could possibly be in Rome. Told me don't wait on nobody, get your own. So with me, myself, and my microphone, I made it. Mama, I made it. Mama, I made it. Same OG, but I've been low-key, hated on by most these with no cheese, no deals and no G's, no wheels and no keys, no boats, no snowmobiles.
clothes and no skis. Mad at me cause I can finally afford to provide my family with groceries. Got a crib with a studio and a saw full of tracks to add to the wall full of plaques. Hanging up in the office and back of my house like trophies. Did y'all think I'ma let my dough freeze? Please, you better bow down on both knees. Who you think taught you trees? Who you think brought you the ODs?